You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And we're going to reflect on the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, starting from the first verse. In this chapter, Jesus clearly speaks, saying, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and the measure you use, it will be measured to you." One of the greatest crises that we see here in our world today is a crisis of relationship. And one of the backbones of relationship crisis is the audacity of people to judge one another. People get out of their comfort zone and they feel comfortable to say negative things about their neighbor or their brother and their sister. Negativity is a poison of relationship. And here in this place, Jesus clearly speaks, "Do not judge, for you will also be judged." I was wrestling with this text and I was asking myself, why is Jesus speaking contrary to human culture, to human comfort of judging one another? Three major reasons. Number one, Jesus says, if you judge, you will be judged. But if you show mercy, you will also receive mercy. When we judge, we automatically take ourselves out of God's mercy and God's grace. We are who we are because of God's grace. Without grace, we cannot be saved, we cannot be redeemed, we cannot do what we do, we cannot be who we are. We are saved, redeemed, sanctified, and put in places where we are because of God's grace, not because of our innate goodness. Humanly, we are broken. We are in debt. We are in deterioration. We are in bondage to sin, and we cannot free ourselves. So how can someone who cannot free himself or herself judge somebody who cannot free himself or herself? Rather than judging, we show mercy, we show grace. That is, Christ is so clear. If you want to be in relationship with one another, we have to show mercy to one another. In the words of John Berdowski, our previous bishop of the North American Lutheran Church, he says, we have to care for one another. Relationship is the backbone of discipleship. And the second reason why Jesus speaks against judging one another is judging others makes us blind and numb to our own sinful nature. The work of the Holy Spirit is convicting us and bringing us to our knees so that we can confess our sins and receive God's forgiveness. Repentance and forgiveness. Confession and absolution. This is what we call the outcome of law and gospel, the total manifestation of God's heart for humanity. My friends, the Bible says do not judge, because judging others makes us numb and blind to our sinfulness. And that is the greatest disaster of human life. When we are awakened to our own sinful nature, we are driven to our knees to confess our sin and to seek God's forgiveness. That's God's plan for our life through the work of Jesus Christ. And the third reason why Jesus invites us not to judge one another is when we stop judging and welcome others as a fellow sinner in need of the same grace, all relationship with God and with each other can be healed. Jesus wants to heal our relationship with the Father and wants to heal our relationship with others. But today, if we listen to mainstream media, it is filled with judging one another. Judging the president, the congressman, this party, that party. Judging this nationality and that nationality, this ethnicity and that ethnicity. My friends, the world is filled with judgment. We are who we are because of this reason, because of so and so. My friends, in this prayer season, the Holy Spirit invites us to take a break, to stop, and to reflect on ourselves. Maybe the problem that you are having is because of you. The crisis that you are in is because of you. Have you considered one problem in the equation of your own crisis, which is you? And the result and the solution is repentance, confessing your sin, seeking God's face, seeking God's mercy, and being healed. And the Bible says, do not judge. Before you judge others, look at your own self. And there is a huge pillar in your own eye before you see a small problem in your brother's or sister's life. Do not judge, because judging is the fountain of crisis, but relationship is the backbone of discipleship. My friends, do not judge. Trust in the grace of God. Always examine yourself, because you are a sinner in bondage to sin, and you cannot free yourselves. You are in the same boat with your fellow humanity. Your only hope is the grace of Jesus Christ. Your only way out of your crisis is repentance and receiving God's grace and staying in God's grace and addressing others and seeing others, knowing others, relating to others through God's grace revealed to us through Jesus Christ, His Son. May God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.